Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina may be an average football team, but also an unlucky one. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. No team should have to go through what the Tar Heels have the last two seasons. The injuries in 2017 started early and pretty much decimated the squad that finished 3-9. This fall, it has been more like death by a thousand cuts. Take the quarterback situation. Nathan Elliott finished last season as the starter because he was the only one left after grad transfer Jamie Harris and freshman Chaz Surratt were pounded into submission by defenses running through and over a broken offensive line. As unfair as it seems, Elliott is destined to finish this season in the same position, which may have become so desperate that Anthony Ratliff Williams could be practicing at quarterback this week. None of this was Laiafador's plan, although much of the fan base is blaming him both justifiably and unfairly. Surratt sat out the first three games over the Shoegate suspension. At Miami, it was clear Fedora wanted him to get some snaps because he is a better athlete than Elliott, and Surratt showed that with nifty runs and a touchdown before his rust resulted in interceptions that forced him out with more injuries. Fedora was trying to take advantage of the new four-game redshirt rule by going to Cade Fortin and later Jace Ruder, both true freshmen. The new rule allows a player to see action in as many as four games and still preserve his redshirt status for that season. Fortin got his chance in the East Carolina game and against Virginia Tech and showed promise before getting injured. UNC has not released details of Fortin's condition, but by all reports, it is a knee that will keep him out indefinitely and be a redshirt fresh in 2019. Ruder got in against Georgia Tech the eighth game out of 11, so he could have played every snap through the state game and still join Fortin as a redshirt freshman next year. He led one TD drive, but his arm was in a sling after the game. Carolina is left again with Elliott, a junior who hopefully won't be our only QB again next year. Despite all this, UNC is still playing hard and good enough to win a couple of games with a little luck, and the Tar Heels certainly deserve that. This is Archansky. See ya.